This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Welcome back to Tip TV. I'm joined by Tony Cross. He's a market analyst for Top Trader. Tony, very good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Thank you as always for taking time out for the Tip TV crowd. I know that it's been a difficult journey in for you. Right, Top Trader, give me a couple of bullet points. What is Top Trader again?
Okay, so Top Trader is a proprietary trading desk. What they do is they invite any trader to go out, open an account with one of the panel of Top Trader brokers. So you're not trading with Top Trader, they're just looking at how you're trading. Every 2 weeks, the best trader over that fortnight is given a $10,000 allocation to trade on behalf of Top Trader. There are risk limits in there, but any profit you make on that £10,000, you keep $10,000, you keep 25%.
Risk-free trade.
Absolutely.
You've got three slides you kindly sent. Yep. Let's kick off with the first slide, please.
This is just a look at every day we put out a note to say what the desk is, what the prop trader trading desk is looking at and what they're trading on. And one thing that we picked up last week was they called the bottom of the just a little bit after it called the sort of the end of that euro sell-off against the greenback. So they got in about 104 and quite a nice run up. Over the latter part of last week, so just an example of the sort of one of the trades that the prop desk is pulling out for us.
Right. Well, that's exceptional. I wish I'd been that good at trading.
Well, what I must admit, I didn't manage to check where they got out. So
right. Okay.
If they're still in, but I mean, even if they are, they're still positive even this morning. So, but just to prove I'm not stilting the figures here. We've got another slide as well,
okay,
which is euro yen. Now, against all yen crosses, last week they sort of called it an end to the yen weakness. So we saw, you know, short euro yen, short dollar yen, short Swissy yen, and to be honest, the euro is probably the most pronounced of the lot there. That saw quite a tip lower, but you know, you look at dollar yen, it hasn't really moved that much. So they don't always get it right. You know, there was probably a little bit of profit there to be made if they got out fast enough.
Yep.
But you know, it's not a bad call at the minute. We're not that far away from the 123 figure where they ducked out. But it's that's just to give you an idea of again an example of the sort of trade that we're seeing from the prop desk.
Understood.
Now.
And let's wrap up with the last slide. The headlines.
Yeah, I think what I'm keen to do here is just keep an eye over the coming weeks. There's a lot of political risk, a lot of long-term opportunity on, especially on euro crosses, I think, that goes beyond the normal. You're not looking at the GDP figures, you're not looking at the unemployment figures solely. We've got all this big political news going on. So we got this back in December, the Article 50 appeal was taken to the Supreme Court. They're going to come out with a ruling on that, we think, in the next couple of weeks. I've seen nothing more about timing of that of late, but definitely something to be across for your, for any euro sterling and I guess a bunch of other sterling pairs. How's this going to map out? I don't know. Again, we saw over the weekend a lack of enthusiasm from the market in response to Theresa May's comments yesterday over the plan or otherwise for Brexit.
Yep.
And I think this is going to continue. This looks like it could be dragging the pound down for a good while yet until we start seeing some progress there. And the other big risk factor we saw at the end of last year was what's going to happen in Europe. We've got a whole string of elections happening across the European Union. And it was the consensus was building that we were going to see more of this populist vote, the sort of thing that drove Brexit, that drove Trump to victory. We were going to see more of that. But I see over just the latter part of last week, the Conservative candidate Macron in France is making progress, pushing out
Le Pen, the right wing, you know, the far right candidate, and you know, a move like that, I think, would just be seen as pulling together the, you know, starting to pull together a little bit of the disparity we're seeing in the, or we saw building across the rump of the European Union later last year. Again, more news like that is likely to play into the hands of you know, long euro positions.
Understood. Tony, we've run out of time. There's Tony Cross, the market analyst at Top Trader. Anyone interested in terms of this trading, what website should they go to?
TopTrader.com.
TopTrader.com. Okay, let's go and have a very quick break and then we're going to come back. I did some charting analysis with Zach Meir just before the open on companies reporting this week, and then we'll wrap up with Mark the Couch, Win Stanley, a horse racing tip. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.